Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're in the 29th parak, and we spoke about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and timing, and we spoke about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's statement about finding friends who can give you challenging input, not just ratifying input. And the third statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is about your heart and how you can impact your heart. And before I discuss specifically what he says, the notion that a man is subservient or completely at the whims of the emotions, urges, and hormones that you feel in your heart is completely, completely antithetical to Avodas Hashem, to the ability of a human being to impose moral will, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we certainly value the murmurings of the heart, the desires of the heart, the passions and emotions of the heart. We want to try to channel them for Avodas Hashem. But just because you feel something in your heart doesn't mean you have to respond towards it or act upon it or let it indulge. You want to work on your heart. And Chazal speak about this, that they say that Talmud Chacham or Tzaddik, Libo Bereshuso, your heart is in your control. You decide what your heart feels. You can condition your heart. You can train your heart. Not just you can defy what your heart feels, but you can condition what you want to feel based on what you see. Certain things you see will affect your heart. So your environment, things you look at, things you pay interest in. And Rishayim are completely caught within the torrent of their heart. So very often, when a tzaddik speaks to his heart, Vayomer David El Libo, Vayomer Hashem El Libo, that tzaddik talks to his heart because you are having a dialogue with something you're in control of. Whereas a Rasha in Tanakh is oftentimes portrayed as within the heart. So for example, in Megillas Esther, when Haman thinks about the potential for his rise that night, that fateful night, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Amar Haman Bilibo. Haman speaks in his heart. Not El Libo, but Bilibo. So he's caught within his heart. There's no autonomy. There's no independent voice. Whatever his heart's feeling, in this case, ambition, greed, power-grabbing interests, and of course that leads to his undoing. So this is a Mishnah that's very much written in that style. But listen to what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar actually said. B'chol makom sh'adam holech, libo holech. Wherever you walk, your heart will be with you. So that implies that you can control your heart by the places you decide to quote-unquote visit metaphorically, places you're involved in. Omeid, if you stand still, libo omeid, your heart is standing still with you. Yoshev, if you're sitting, divarim yushavim kinegdo, then your heart and your ideas are equally at rest. So again, the general spirit of this Mishnah is that your heart is a function of the choices you make, of the voyages of life. And where you place yourself and the type of lifestyle you lead will affect what your heart feels. So when you're young, you want to start thinking about this. Don't think inside out, think outside in. Don't think, who am I? What is my heart feeling? What do I need? But think about, what do I want my heart, my emotions, my interests, my passions to be like? And I'll try to carve a reality, social reality, an educational reality, religious reality, and milieus and atmospheres that will affect and shape what my heart will ultimately be like. Now, there's a very specific aspect of this Mishnah, not just the general implication that you can control your heart. The specific aspect of this Mishnah is the difference between standing and sitting versus traveling. There's a certain discombobulation of the heart which traveling appears to convey, that if you're constantly on the run, holech, libo holech imo, your heart's never at rest, you're always on the move, you're always new encounters, you're always voyaging to different places. With when you're sitting, your heart is at rest, and not only is your heart at rest, but divareav miyushavim kinekro, the end of the Mishnah means your ideas are also at rest. We live in a world that's very, very fast-paced. We live in a world in which we're processing information at a very, very high clip. If you look at music videos in the 1980s, and you compare them to music videos, I don't really know any modern music videos, but I know the frames per minute, the frames per second, are exponentially higher. Your mind's always processing the types of people you're meeting. Social media stretch people's horizons. We're on the fly. We transport ourselves much more readily. We think that that's purely beneficial because we increase our exposure. But it's created a lot of mayhem and a lot of motion and a lot of movement and a lot of unsettled hearts. When's the last time you sat in a corner and thought about one idea quietly to yourself for 15 minutes? I don't know if you've ever had that experience. Take one idea, latch onto it, and think about that idea and no other idea by yourself. Don't have a conversation with anyone else. you'll be amazed at the types of depth you uncover. And not just analytically, but how deeply it becomes ingrained in who you are. So creativity and internalization, we spoke about this yesterday in the Sfas and Chassidus, that something with energy creates internalization. When the Rambam talks about being creative in learning in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he has two, in many, many ways, diametrically opposed, ironically, guidelines to become creative. How to become creative in life? You want to be a creative person. On the one hand, you need a broad range of ideas, because creativity is based on comparison and association and contrast, and if you have a very small pool of ideas, it's hard to be creative. On the other hand, you need to have internal peace of heart. You can't be constantly on the run if there's no baseline. Anyone play music here? Anyone in a band? Every band, you need a bass guitar or a bass piano just to play the simple beat on the bottom so that the aesthetic notes can have something to contrast, to play off of. So there's no stillness in your heart. If you're not at peace with yourself, at peace with your surroundings, then there's no creativity. Everything is just jarring. And what's the word I'm looking for when atoms of a gas just spin around freely? What's the word I'm looking for in English? Chaotic movement. But like,
Brownian motion.
Yeah, that's in a physics term, right? You see the particles of a gas, they move so freely, there's no shape to them. They just become intangible. So you think that a gas has the advantage because it's free. But suddenly you become so free and such rapid movement, you lose all shape. There's no structure to it. And creativity is that balance between structure and encounter. So what the Shem the Laws are saying is if you're constantly walking, your heart's also always walking. Your heart's never at peace. Your heart's never still. There's no thought. It's nothing sedentary. There's nothing stable. But if you're sitting, not only is your heart at peace and at ease and still, but devarav miyushavim, your thoughts, your ideas will be similarly organized, coherent, cogent. It's a real challenge for your generation to carve that space between the omed and the yoshev, or the holech and the yoshev, metaphorically, figuratively. Because you're constantly on the run, your minds are constantly at motion, you're constantly seeing, but it can really pay a toll, and it can really, really pay a heavy price in terms of the ability of your heart just to be still. I would call it living in the moment, mindfulness. These are words that people are using in today's conversation. People aren't living in the moment because they're constantly, every moment is so truncated and is so clipped. It's very little mindfulness. You're talking to one person, but you're thinking about the next person, the next experience. So I think Chazal were talking about that. When you're walking, your heart's walking with you. When you're sitting, your heart's sitting with you, and that creates the ability not just to have a heart that's at ease, but devarav, interactions, ideas, thoughts, but also focused and stabilized. Okay?